This world's gone crazy. I'm telling you what. You gotta love grandparents. I mean, grandparents are the people who spoil you, who give you everything that your parents will not give you and will bend over backwards for you, show up at your games, and will listen to your conversations for hours on end. But apparently, there's a few things that grandparents are getting wrong. This is 720 WGN. Thanks so much for joining us. I was reading an article about what grandparents get wrong, and wanted to reach out to Robin K. Stillwell, a licensed marriage and family therapist. You were quoted in the article I read about the five biggest mistakes that grandparents make. And you know, Robin, it's hard for a grandparent to think that they're doing anything wrong.
I'm a grandparent myself, so I absolutely can relate.
What is the biggest thing that they do wrong?
Well, I don't know if it's the biggest, but I think that there are, you know, things to keep in mind. You know, I think one of the big ones is gift giving. So, you know, I can speak both to myself as a clinician, myself as a friend with other friends of mine who are grandparents, and my, you know, my own experience. So I think very often grandparents give gifts that they haven't necessarily run by their kids. And sometimes it can be a source of tension. And, you know, thinking about, you know, what might be the source of tension, you know, we're giving gifts. Sometimes grandparents have an agenda that they they want that the gift to be spent in a particular way.
Right.
And if that isn't clear, you know, again, that can lead to some tension.
And grandparents feel like they have free reign. They want to foster that connection with that grandchild that is independent of any relationship where they have with that child's parents, their own kids, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think as a grandparent, we don't have that stress of day in and day out unless the grandparent happens to be parenting. So it's like here I am. I think that I should have free reign, and that's not necessarily fair to the child or to the parent if they have particular wishes or things that's important to them, some values that they might have.
Yeah. One of the other things in this article, it said not respecting parents' schedules is a mistake that grandparents make.
Totally. So I think for thinking about boundaries. So parents, you know, and these days kids are scheduled to the hilt. And, you know, if grandparents just want to drop by, very often the issue comes up if they're just dropping by without finding out, you know, is this a convenient time? And, you know, then it kind of feels like it's what's good for them rather than, you know, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, that's a bewitching hour. There's, you know, during the school year, there's homework. If kids are in activities, they're just coming home, they may be bath time, dinner time. So dropping by is not necessarily a great idea unless that's the expectation that that the families have.
Right. Another thing, and I think there are so many of us guilty, I'm a great aunt, and I got to tell you, it's hard to see the way some people parent their children these days because it's so different. It's not wrong. It's just different than what we did. And grandparents do that all the time. They criticize parents' parenting style, right?
Whether they say it or they just feel it. And it's okay, you know, we can't control our feelings, but certainly we can control what comes out of our mouth. And I think one of the biggies is if a grandparent is there and a child is doing something that they think needs to be disciplined in the way that they used to discipline, and can try to overshadow their child who is the parent, that can be, you know, a real big no-no. So, yeah,
right.
it's
look, I'm not allowed to say no. I can't say no to the 3- and 5-year-old. Because they don't say no, which is so foreign for me. And it just comes right out of my mouth. And it's not to disrespect their parenting style, but no is it was part of my childhood. I'm okay. And that's what I think that's what grandparents say, too. Work for us. Work for you.
Exactly. Right. It always worked right. Didn't hurt us. And look where we are now.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting if we think back to what our parents did and, you know, a lot of us thought, I will never say that to my kid. as they grow, you know, as I'm a parent, and then we hear ourselves saying that. And I wonder if it's going to happen again with our kids, who might have thought the same thing. Oh, I'm not going to be the same kind of parent that my parent was.
Right.
And they may not be, but then there may be things that just kind of pop out at some point in time.
So just discuss all of that ahead. And if it does happen, be graceful and, you know, figure it out, right? Respect the parents is what you're saying.
Totally. And I think thinking about being graceful and having grace is really important. I think we all want to feel loved. We all want to feel valued. And that's the bottom line. So even though people might mess up, if we can, you know, just kind of keep that in mind. And as grandparents, okay, so if I mess up, I'll do better. Even if I might have a difference, you know, with the kid who's the adult.
Right. And one of the last things is not respecting boundaries. You are not the parent. You are the grandparent. And that is hard because you feel like you're the elder and you are wiser, but you got to step back, right?
Well, absolutely. I also think there are cultural issues that are at play here. In some cultures, you know, the elderly or the elders who aren't seen as elderly, you know, may make decisions that the parents aren't necessarily, you know, good with, and they respect that. However, I think for the most part, it's the kids who are the parents who we need to respect as grandparents.
Absolutely. Easier said than done. Robin, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The article is titled, Five Biggest Mistakes That Grandparents Make. That is Robin K. Stillwell. Are you guilty of any of them, Mary?
I think I'm going to need a timeout.
Everybody's guilty of
Yikes.
Them, you know? You can't get away from it. What's happening weather-wise?
But they're so cute.